So this September, we are celebrating Tourism Month, and it really is my pleasure to introduce you to Bill Harrop this morning on Mid Morning Magic. Bill, I have never in my life been on a hot air balloon, and it sounds like such a romantic, carefree thing to do. Tell us about what it's like to take to the skies.
It's an experience that is very difficult to describe, apart from something that is out of this world. You're taken into a place and a space that very few human beings have ever been in. And although it's a huge space, you're actually very, very close to it. So there you are, 1,000 feet above the ground, looking over the beautiful Mahalis River Valley, northern sector of Cradle of Humankind. And you can do it in many ways. You're either thrilled, or you're awed, or you're looking at the sense of time and place and thinking what's happened over this beautiful land over the years. It's an amazing experience. It can be romantic, and people decide to get engaged and get married. Some people decide to jump off. I mean, with a parachute.
Bill, for how many years have you been flying balloons over the Hartebeespoort Dam?
45 years.
That's many years. We should celebrate you more often and be more proud that something that is so true to South Africa. Because if you Google Bill Harrop's balloon safaris, it's one of the oldest, longest running balloon safaris in South Africa.
The oldest, the longest running, the biggest, the most awarded. What else can I say to puff myself up here?
Bill, is it true that when you take to the skies, it's really quiet and that you can actually hear things?
Well, yes and no, Yolanda. It's moments of absolute silence. You can be 1,000 feet above the ground or more, and you can hear a faint call of a bird on the ground, or a sound of an animal, or, of course, suddenly the sound of the burner making a hell of a noise. You can't hear a darn thing while the burner's on. So it's contrasts, really. You're floating very, very smoothly. There's you don't have any feeling of movement. You don't have a feeling or a sense of going up and down. When you land, sometimes it can be a bit bumpy. We usually do it very, very smoothly, but if it's a bumpy landing, just make sure you're next to somebody you love, somebody you fancy, or at least somebody you trust.
Bill, so I think it's very clear that if you've never been on a balloon safari, we now know where to go to experience something truly incredible. Bill, if someone would like to book a balloon safari, how do they get you a hold of you, and where can people get more details?
Well, the best place is the website, which is the usual www.balloon, that's balloon.co.za. Simple as that, balloon. As long as you've got two O's and two L's in it, then you're going to get through.
I'm speaking to Bill Harrop from Bill Harrop's Original Balloon Safaris. Bill, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you in these last couple of minutes, and I really wish you and your team much success for the rest of the year. And we know that it's been a tough one, but we do wish that our visitors from Central South Africa will be heading over to you pretty soon.
Well, Yolanda, thank you very, very much indeed. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and let's hope we can make even more people than 150,000 people we've made happy already and given them amazing memories. Let's hope we can start on the next 50,000.